Welcome to the Transom Podcast, a monthly roundup of the new features on the transom.org website, providing mathematical puzzles, games, learning activities, and the ever-popular mathematics lesson starter of the day. Here's your host, John Tranter.
Hello and welcome to podcast number 118 for the month of September 2024. And I'm speaking to you from the heart of Bangkok in Thailand, where it's very hot. Unlike where my family are living at the moment in the UK, it's very cold. Winter draws on. In fact, this month sees the beginning of the autumn. It happens on the first of the month, if you believe the meteorological calendar. But it happens on the 22nd of the month, if you believe the astronomical calendar. The 22nd is the equinox. But whatever the case, you need to be looking out for your warm clothing. And that's the inspiration for the puzzle of the month.
In preparation for the cold weather, a large group of people dressed warmly in different ways. One quarter of the people who wore hats also wore scarves and gloves. One-fifth of the people who wore scarves also wore hats and gloves. One-sixth of the people who wore gloves also wore hats and scarves. There were twice as many people wearing exactly two items as were wearing exactly three of the mentioned items of clothing. What fraction of the group wore all three items? Hats, scarves, and gloves?
That's the transom puzzle for this month. The challenge is set. Make a plan. You have 1 month to figure it out. Send in your solution as soon as you can.
Okay, back in the office now, so things are back to normal. I almost forgot to say that today, the 1st of September 2024, is also the first day of the last third of the year. 2024 is a leap year, it has 366 days, a number divisible by 3, so you can say that yes, today is the beginning of the last third of the year. Mention it in conversation, and people will admire you even more. Okay, let's get on with the new items added to the Transom website during this last month. Heron's formula. Something I've actually never taught or used in class, but I thought I'd produce an exercise on it for those that want a bit of broadening of the curriculum and a bit more practice in algebraic manipulation. It's a strange concept that it doesn't appear on any of the syllabus specifications that I work with. Anyway, it's there if you need it. The links to the activities I'm going to be talking about are all in the newsletter, transom.org/newsletter. Another new activity is called Maths Minds, and it's designed for a bigger picture moment with your Year 13 students. You can tell them, understanding the contributions of famous mathematicians and the history behind the discoveries is not just about memorizing names and dates. It's about appreciating the journey of human thought and how these brilliant minds have shaped our world. By learning about these mathematicians, you gain insight into the origins of the concepts that you encounter in your math studies. So then you can challenge them in pairs to match the names and the dates with the mathematical concepts. So this really is for your senior students in years 12 and 13. And there are clues for the dates that these mathematicians operated, as I don't expect many people to know that information. If your new school year begins next week, I have some useful resources for you. But if your school year is already in full swing, maybe you're in the Southern Hemisphere, I've got some resources for you to bookmark. Haha, see how I got around that? In most first maths lessons of the year, the teacher will let their students know what equipment they need to bring to each lesson. So I thought it was very simple just to produce a maths equipment list with pictures of each of the items, and it's very easy for you, the teacher, to customise that list, to move things around, to delete things, and have it just as you want it. And then the students can make a copy in the front cover of their exercise books, which is what I used to do, and it just reminds them of what you would like them to bring along: pen, pencil, rule, protractor, compasses, calculator, textbook, etc. And then there's no excuse for forgetting them now. And talking of exercise books, depending on the class, you may need to demonstrate how you expect their work to be laid out in their books. Do you want them to put the date at the top right of the page? Do you want them to draw a margin on the left, and so on? So this next resource is just an annotated image of a page of an exercise book as a suggestion. Does your school or department have a homework policy? And what are your expectations? So this next projectable image provides a prompt for discussion and reminds you to answer all of the age-old questions about the standards you expect regarding homework. Finally, what mathematical activity will you choose for that very first lesson? You want to make a good, memorable start and win the enthusiasm of the students? So my Back to School page provides links to many ideas that you can use during this crucial lesson.
You can find Transum Mathematics at www.transum.org.
Now, here's a late review. During the history of maths page research that I was doing, that's sort of coming along right now, I stumbled upon the film called The Man Who Knew Infinity. This film from 2016. Ramanujan, however you pronounce it. And he's now become one of my favourite mathematicians because his story is fascinating. And I have to admit, I was quite moved by the end of the film. So if you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend it. It's easy to find and inexpensive to stream online. It's even on YouTube, I think. I'll be keeping an eye out for the number 1729 the next time I take a taxi. If you know, you know. If you don't, watch the film. I read an article in a magazine where Dr. Jonathan Jang, a NASA scientist, talked about the search for extraterrestrial life. He mentioned broadcasting a message to the Milky Way, and the first thing he would want to say is, "Hey, we understand mathematics, and we count in tens." Wow, I was quite surprised at that opener, and it made me feel proud to have been involved in maths education for most of my life. Fancy that, the first thing that NASA are going to say to the aliens is that we are good mathematicians. Okay. Trophy news. Of the last 10,000 trophies claimed, 473 were for equations, 368 were for coordinates, 326 were for measuring angles, 227 were for coordinate plotter, and 210 were for substitution. So I assume that in the very recent past, these five activities were currently the most popular on the Transum website. The person with the most trophies currently has 847 trophies. Now there's a challenge for you. Thursday the 19th of September this year is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. This must be the most ridiculous annual celebration acknowledged on the Transum website. And the suggested pirate activity is suitably silly. Having said that, I believe that if you can get pupils involved with the big number chanting, which is the activity, it will create a positive memory of mathematics lessons, even if the learning is minimal. So, anyway, give it an R matey or a shiver me timbers, but I think a daily rum ration might be out of the question. Finally, the answer to last month's puzzle, which was...
I am thinking of three numbers. If I double them all, the mean stays the same. If I square all the numbers, the new median is 9. The range of the numbers is 7. The square of the product of the numbers is 144. What are the three numbers?
The first five correct answers were received from Chris, Will, Paul, Kevin, and Marla. Congratulations on being the top five there this last month. Well done. And the answer is, well, there are two answers. -4, -3, and -1. And -3, -1, and -4. Now, if you'd like to know how to get those answers, go to transom.org/newsletter, because some of the people who answered sent in their methods, which was really good of them, and I posted some of them below the newsletter there. So it's really fascinating to see how people got to those solutions. Many thanks for everybody that sent in an answer. It makes my day to receive your emails and read what you have to say. So, now that I'm back in the office and it's the evening time, if I just open the window and look up to the sky, I'm reminded that there are more hydrogen atoms in a single molecule of water than there are stars in our entire solar system. What's even more interesting, to be mathematically precise, there are exactly twice as many. Think about it.
Thank you for downloading and listening to the Transum podcast. You can find the website at www.transum.org, where you're welcome to use all of the activities absolutely free. Or jump in with both feet and become a Transum subscriber.